All right, Classic Hits 97.7 The Bolt. We are here for Business of the Week, and in studio is Mr. Jim Crabtree. The fleece came in, Iowa State University fleece,
yes,
and cotton fabric.
Actually, had a lady come in last night from Iowa City. She happened to be here visiting. She took pictures of all the different prints that we have. We laid them all out and took pictures. She sent them to her mother in Illinois. And she's coming back today to do an order.
Sidewalk chalk. I'm just looking at the list because I make notes as we talk. And so the cotton fabric, and I learned what a bolt was other than the radio station. So thank you. I'm a much smarter person now. Parade candy.
A big parade season coming up.
150 cases.
Ah, yes.
Good golly. Garage sale items. We have some nice weather coming up.
Sales are starting.
Yes, they are. So what do you have for garage sale items?
We have all kinds of stickers at the prices, the signs, yard signs, different paperwork that you need for garage sales.
Kerosene lamps and oil.
Stormy weather. That brings out the people that have no electricity and want to have something for in their homes. It seems old-fashioned, but I am surprised here in Iowa that so many people have an interest in those. I've had people tell me that with the lamp and stuff, it kind of they talk about old pioneer days and things, and they read books and play games, and it's kind of a family time thing.
I like that. Sidewalk chalk.
Sidewalk chalk, that's an interesting thing. This winter, my little great-granddaughter drew on the sidewalk and such, and then we had that snow and, 4 inches or so. Well, the sidewalk chalk blends right up through the snow, and it made a beautiful coloration in the driveway. Sidewalk chalk's big.
It is big. And it's nice to see the imagination of the kids and what they draw and what they see, you know, how they see the world.
Right. An interesting thing, bubbles. We sell lots of bubbles and different summer toys and things, but bubbles can be actually be a interesting winter thing. If you get a wind chill 50 below zero and you go out and blow bubbles and they'll freeze instantly. You can haul them around like a ball. They crash just like glass. That's an interesting winter project.
Tell me about these curtain rods.
Curtain rods, people get into a new home or curtain rods wear out and they want to change a different look. So we have decorative ones. We have just the basic curtain rods also. We have all the different hooks and mounting brackets for curtain rods.
It is a variety store.
It is.
What do you have for yarn?
Yarn department has expanded considerably. We have all kinds of cotton yarns, rug yarns, just a lot of different craft ideas. If you have a project, whether it be a baby item or a sweater, shawls, whatever, we have the yarn for it now.
And quilting is a big thing, of course.
Quilting is big.
And you have everything for quilting.
We have a much larger expansion of sewing notions. We have 108-inch quilt backing. We have lots and lots of colors that people come in and get fabric to coordinate with their theme. T-shirt quilts are big item right now because of graduations. And a lot of supplies for quilting.
And this is your 38th year in business.
Yes.
Coming up in June.
Coming June 1st.
June 1.
Yes.
I love to hear success stories like that.
It's been a lot of years.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
To both you and Joyce.
She stuck with me through all thick and thin.
Mother's Day, graduation, Memorial Day, they're all coming up this month, and you have great gift ideas for all three occasions.
Yes. Mother's Day activity, greeting card department is big right now. A lot of people remembering mothers. You know, if it weren't for our mothers, we wouldn't be here, and we need to remember them. And I noticed this year, we seem to have a lot more interest in people remembering their mothers who have passed. There's a lot of things out there we have in the store for mom. One of the things that I find of interest are the mugs and cups and decorative items. But flowers this year, silk flowers for mothers, like I said, that have passed, and arrangements. People seem to be spending money on flowers to decorate their homes with.
Well, they're easy to care for, the silk flowers.
Yeah, you just don't want to overwater them.
Well, that's a great idea for Mother's Day.
Right.
Yeah, and Memorial Day, of course, coming up. The saddles for gravestones. Yes. Tell me about that. How does it work?
If you come by our store now that the wind has finally hopefully died down and we've got a little better weather, you'll see all kinds of flower displays out in front of the store. We're well noted in the area for having a very large selection of flower bushes and decorative flower vines and so forth. But saddles are custom made by Joyce. If you have a color that we do not have, she can make it if we have the flowers. Just come in, take a look at what we have. Right now, I would say red, white, and blue is very popular with the veterans. That gets even more popular with the Memorial Day coming up. But we have a lot of colors. You'll see them in the front of the store, outside. It's a big draw. People actually drive by and see that, and like a magnet pulls them in. But Joyce is extremely talented at custom making things. She's made stuff for the same people for years and years and years.
She's very talented. She has an eye for that, for sure.
Yes.
All you have to do is explain to her what you're looking for, and you'll have custom silk arrangements by Joyce.
Right. She's big into wreath making and saddles, cones, which are the arrangements that stick in the ground. We have probably the largest selection that we've ever had of Memorial Day items. There's just lots of supplies in the store if you need something.
One of the things I enjoy with my grandkids is flying a kite. Do you carry kites in the summertime?
We have a big selection of summer toys. Got in a shipment of more soccer balls yesterday because we've got a lot of little kids out there in soccer league. We have the little kids' sizes, and we have kites, and we have balloons. We have bubbles, like I said before, frisbee golf, all types of playground activity.
Jim, let me ask you this question. You've been here for 38 years in business successfully. People recognize the store as being an asset to the community in the area. What is your favorite thing about being a business owner in Humboldt and North Central Iowa?
I think my favorite thing is the people that come in the store and their first time in, and they go around watching their reaction to the store and how they say, you know, we'll be back again. This is something. This is quite a treat. We have a lot of memories of going through stores like this when we were growing up, and we want to share this with our kids and grandkids. People that used to come in our store as little kids, and now they come in with their families. It's almost a scary thought when they tell you that these are our grandkids, but that's fun. The reaction of the people when they see the things, and many of the people who we've become friends with.
And successful businesses listen to their customers, do their best to offer them what they're looking for.
Yes, we probably tried to do the most developing of the store by listening to the customers. What do you want in the area? You know, I always say, if you haven't found what you're looking for yet, you haven't tried V&S Variety Store. And that is true with many, many people who live in outlying towns. We get a lot of our business from many of the towns around that do not have stores like ours.
Well, you had mentioned that you had a couple of people from out of town that were recently in, said they heard you on Business of the Week.
Yes.
One from Fort Dodge, and where was the other?
Algona.
Yeah.
Yes, and they had never been in the store. That always blows my mind when I have people that come in even from Humboldt and say, I've lived here for years and never been in your store, and I will be back.
So yeah. 7 days a week, what are your hours of operation?
We are open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. till 8 p.m. Saturday is 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday is noon to 5.
Again, great credit to you for being open and in business for 38 years. Your anniversary is coming up June 1st. What's your phone number if somebody has a question?
515-332-1961.
Is there anything we haven't covered?
I'd like to talk about mint molds for graduation. That's a big business.
Wow. Okay, tell me about that.
Well, it's a rubber mold that we have in different categories. We have graduation, weddings, all kinds of baby ones. We have all the flavorings. We have all the colorings for the cream cheese mints. We used to make those a lot at our house, and then Joyce finally won't let me make them anymore because, you know, eat one, make one, eat one, make one. We don't get very far when I'm helping her.
Mm-hmm.
And, they're good. When you go to weddings, you see all these cream cheese mints. They're phenomenal.
And you have all the molds for that,
all
different sizes?
Molds. Yes, big business.
Okay.
Yes. And we're one of the very few places that you can get the supplies for those yet.
Easy recipe?
Easy. We have the recipes right there. It's cream cheese, little flavoring, powdered sugar. You'll enjoy them.
And then you put them in the mold.
Put them in the mold and pop them out, and you can make the colors that you want. A lot of brides pick out different colors for their weddings, and the mints, we can kind of coordinate the colors. Graduations, there's several different molds for that. We have another shipment, hopefully, will be in today, of molds. You know, it's tough to stay on top of all the ordering.
Well, it's Christmas for you almost every day.
Yes.
Because you're getting a shipment almost every day.
Every day.
Where's the box cutter?
You know, my challenge is to have the FedEx or UPS guy show up and to say, you know, my whole truck is for your store.
Wonderful. Jim, thank you so much for being our guest on Business of the Week. It has been a great pleasure learning so much about the store, and I have learned a tremendous amount. If you have not been in V&S Variety Store downtown Humboldt, just check out everything that they have. Walk the store. Walk every aisle. I promise you, you will find some things that you have been looking for but haven't been able to find. But you will at V&S Variety.
Yes. And remember your mothers, please.
Well, happy Mother's Day to Joyce. Thank you again, both of you. And thanks for the roles. It's been great visiting.
Thank you.
Thanks. Jim Crabtree and Joyce Crabtree, owners of V&S Variety downtown Humboldt. Jim, what's the address?
616 Sumner Avenue, right next door to Legion Building.
Business of the Week, showcasing area businesses on 97.7 The Volt. Remember to please shop local.